Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Sports Shots Pod. I'm Isaiah. I'm here with Kyle. We're back. It's Monday, the day after the Super Bowl. Usually people take this day off. Some people have this as a holiday. You know, did you know there's no school today here in this area?
You know, why the hell are these kids getting so many days off of school that are so random that doesn't fall on a holiday? And it feels like they're at home more than they're going to school now. Because I don't remember getting this many days off. Because I'm dealing with that up here, too. You know, it's like this boy's off on school this Friday, I think. And it's like, for what?
That's crazy. I think they're off next Monday, too, right? Next Monday's President's Day.
See, nah. If you got to go to work on a federal holiday, you should go to school, too.
Exactly.
But what do they got today off for down there? In Texas, I thought they didn't give a damn about that shit. I thought you just go to school every day.
That's what I thought too. I mean, I did. I used to have a tradition since like middle school or elementary. I would ask my parents if I could stay home from the day after the Super Bowl, right? Like a little celebratory thing. And it worked.
For my household.
And it worked. Shit. And I kept that tradition for a while. Last year I took the day off because I got a little bit wasted. I had 2 weeks I had to use, but this year no, I went to work. So, but speaking about not getting wasted, I drank last night, but I am drinking today. And today I'm having some Don Julio.
I need to check you in the AA, man. I need to...
Please, the AA's got nothing on me. I need AAA. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn.
Need a
psych ward.
I have a flat tire in drinking.
Flat tire. Well, you got a flat something. I don't know if it's a tire.
What are you drinking?
Oh, Modelo. I'm going just straight beer. I don't know. I bought a case yesterday for the game. I'm just trying to finish this up.
Nice, nice. I was like one of the only ones drinking. I went to my in-laws for the Super Bowl.
Big shot.
I know. And my brother-in-law, he's usually like a real big drinker. But he was driving back to his home. It's 4 hours away the same day. So he obviously didn't drink.
See, you want to know fun fact about me and why I got to like, I like to drink and get wasted, but I try to manage it.
What's up?
I tend to fall if I get way too wasted. I can count on, and I just lose balance. I don't know what happens. I think I can count on, what the fuck, like, maybe, definitely two. I'm trying to think when the second one was, but I know the first one, like, I just getting out the shower. Like, I was like already home. Getting ready, you know, go to bed, getting out the shower, take one step out. Next thing I know, face first. Don't know how. I'm stuck on the floor just laughing for like the first 15 minutes before I even try to get up. I'm trying to remember.
Damn.
I can't remember the other time. But yeah, I'm like, shit. That's when I know I'm like, I might as well just crash here.
Been there, man. Been there. We've been there once at my own place, and then one time at a tailgate. But okay, wait, we're gonna
sound like a Bills fan.
Exactly. Just not in a Super Bowl, like yeah, there was yesterday.
Falling at a tailgate? Did you fall through a table?
No. What my thing is, I fall over couches. It's weird. So my parents had love seats, right? One of the love seats was in the middle of the room, and I would lean back and I'd just like fall over the couch and I'd land on the cushions. Right, that was that's what I was, or even my own sectional, I'll just like fall over. But anyway, so I watched the Super Bowl with some in-laws. I had to choose where to watch it. I got three invitations. I had to pick but where
before
to watch
we
it.
Before we get into
yeah,
well, I was about to say a pause moment. I was about to say in too deep. let's remind our listeners of the delay. Because
yes,
we are a week behind, Isaiah.
We are. So, technical difficulties like it has been for the past couple of months. First, it was the move Well, before that, it was Life Events. Then it was The Move. Now my laptop keyboard just kaput, done, dunzo. Doesn't want to work with me. I tried everything in the book and everything outside of the book to make it work.
You need to stay off the websites, man.
Okay, all right, let's relax. My son's gonna listen to this in X amount of years. But it just stopped working, and so I made not an impulsive, but a reasonable emergency purchase, and I bought an actual desktop, actual PC, and now that's in. And,
you about to become a tryhard in COD now.
Oh, man, I don't know. I have the equipment, I just don't have the time. But, so I got a new PC, was able to get the other podcast out, our quarterback tier list podcast, which if you've seen it, it's on YouTube, it's actual video, so you can watch us rank it. We put both of the Super Bowl QBs, or one of them, in a tier that might tick people off, but after the Super Bowl, who knows, right?
Exactly. People drive conversation.
But that's why we've missed another week. I had to wait for this PC to come in, but now we're back just in time for after the Super Bowl, so we didn't miss that event. Miss a Pro Bowl, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, NFL honors, all expected of who won. No surprises. So,
I mean, we've been calling it for months. Josh Allen, literally, the MVP.
Literally, Josh Allen, Barkley offense, right.
They just need to change the name of those awards. Just call it the best quarterback, I don't know. They made the MVP of the quarterbacks award.
The Bart Starr award? Or the Peyton Manning award, because he's won it the most times?
Something. Right. But, man, that was an ass whooping yesterday. And I enjoyed it.
Dude. So, I text you 2017 Chiefs. And because Jake Elliott's going to miss a field goal, right? And the reason why I said Chiefs is because, like, they're about to go three-peat. They haven't lost a playoff game in almost 3 years. You know, I almost told myself, like, you never bet against Brady, and I felt like I shouldn't have bet against Mahomes. And so I went with that, and I was wrong, way wrong. They would 34-6 in the fourth quarter.
40.
Exactly. And it's like that, like when it was like 24-0.
Nah, it was utter domination. I mean, from the start, like we both play defensive line. So if you're watching football with that close eye, and you're watching that game last night, that was pure art. You know, Philly, they didn't blitz not one time. They just beat them.
That's
crazy.
They
beat them with a four-man rush. That means they
beat them 4-5.
They said, we're only sending four guys the whole game. We're going to drop the other seven in coverage. Good luck. And they couldn't do shit.
Exactly.
Best play of the whole night was when Mahomes got sacked when he got smacked in the face, and I thought they was about to call a personal foul on that, because that's a hands to the face.
Roughing the passer?
Yeah. And roughing the passer. But then it was like, you know what? Getting ass with him won't make a difference.
Yeah. That very first penalty on AJ Brown for offense, I was like, yes. No way, it's starting.
I was in my head, I'm going, here we go with this fucking shit. No way we're about to it's like literally wasting no time.
Yes. And then even the ref, that the retired ref they have in the booth, is like, yeah, I wouldn't have called that one. And it's like the very first penalty of the game, and what, you know, everyone's been barking at about the Chiefs and the owner getting all pissy about it too.
Maybe this was one that Mahomes had to like give up, like, you know, he took the call from Goodell. And it's like, hey, you know, we don't want ratings to start, you know, hurting. I mean, they're not, but, you know, we don't want people to be too pissed off. We got to, you know, you might have to take this one on the chin. And literally speaking, you're going to have to take it on the chin.
Literally.
And you know, we're going to have to put the bed that, you know, you're being. And I think I said it last week. There's no way the NFL will pick Kansas City to be their golden child out of all the places.
Yeah. So, no team was ever three-peat. They had a chance to do it, and now we're not going to see it for a long time.
It showed how to beat them yet again. Beat them with a pass rush. Yeah. I mean, it worked for Tampa, and it worked for Philly. So exactly. It's like
I saw a meme that said Philly just watched the Bucks and Chiefs Super Bowl, and they're like, "Yeah, we're gonna do that." And that's
sad. That's it. But what didn't the 49ers learn then?
No clue. I don't
understand. And that team is about to break up, man. Everyone's gonna be gone. Debo, he about to get traded. Trent Williams, he's gonna be signed somewhere else. Yep. They got to clear off that roster because they're getting ready to play pay Purdy. So you know you got to get rid of the high dollar guys. They're gonna just go with a bunch of rookie contract dudes and go on a cheat because you got to pay Purdy. You're gonna have to pay him that $50 million. It's probably you think he may be closer to 60?
Purdy, no. I think 40 is good, in my opinion, right? They might give him 55. They might make him like Joe Burrow. But, no, I think the team all around is just like a good team. Like, they have some superstars, like McCaffrey, Bosa, Fred Warner, right? But I don't think...
Can you even trust McCaffrey?
Last year you could. That's it. That's it. It only seemed like... He would play 3 games this year, maybe. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they clearly didn't learn shit because they had 2 chances at a Philly learn. And
yeah, they did.
Yeah,
Philly is a 3-peat killers.
Yep. And then they are 2nd shot killers. If they beat them the first time, don't let them get you again.
Yeah. Yep. Same QB, but both times also.
Yeah.
You know.
How did Brady feel watching Brandon Graham win twice?
I'm pretty sure he's fine. They're both from Michigan.
You think he still sees him in his sleep?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure he does. I mean, Brandon Graham like kind of sealed that Super Bowl with that strip.
Kinda.
Yeah, he did. Because that was the last drive.
It was
the ball in Brady's hands, and Brandon Graham came behind him, strip sack, game over.
He should retire right off, straight into the Hall.
He is. He said this was his last season.
Lane they got Johnson.
They got all the... I don't know about that, man. That man could play another 3 years. But Brandon Graham was like, all these new pass rushers are coming in the Eagles, and they're all young and feisty. It just proved. Just draft defense alignment, and you'll win.
Draft? All they have to do is just put up a trade to Cleveland and get Myles Garrett in there.
That too.
I think that's going to happen.
I mean, they drafted what? They drafted
Jalen Carter.
There's other... Big Boy Sweat was traded or signed as a free agent. They drafted another big DT from Georgia before Carter.
Why am I drawing a blank?
I forgot his name. Like I'm big guy.
I can't believe I'm drawing a blank. They're built to last. Can they repeat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, they have Barkley. They keep the majority of their D-line.
A 1 year older Barkley?
And oh, yeah, I'm not worried about that.
2,000 yards on them legs. I was about to say miles.
It seemed like it this season. No one could stop him.
Yeah.
Barkley's only 28. I think he's good. Yeah. I think he did so.
Both receivers locked down on contracts, Brown and Smith. So.
Goddard solid. Yeah. No, yeah. I think they go back chance. For sure.
Yeah,
but like, what you expect a team as experienced as the Chiefs to adjust, right? And I didn't see none of that.
I don't think they expected to get popped in the mouth like that. They clearly only prepared for Barkley.
Yes, because like obviously it showed, right?
Yeah.
But like the defense on turnovers, they helped with 3 touchdowns, scored one of them on their own. Cooper DeJean, 22, turned 22. Yesterday on the Super Bowl, picks Mahomes and takes it back for TD. What a story that was.
Imagine if it was a 22-yard return for a touchdown. It would have been like, okay, this should script
it. It is because he's a first white cornerback since like 2010. they're like, ah, we finally got a non-color cornerback. We need to make a story.
There's about to be a wave of white cornerbacks coming up now.
Yeah, they're all they're
like, we can do it.
The Tyler Heroes, the Luka Doncic are stuck. Stop playing basketball and start trying to play corner. But
speaking of Luka,
no, oh yeah, do we want to talk about that? I mean, that happened.
Do we want to do a quick pivot and just sure. just quick mention?
Yeah. So I got the news at like 4 in the morning. It happened at 11 something at night.
And I woke up to you texting me like at what, 4 in the morning, and I saw that. And I was like, wait, what?
At 4 in the morning, I literally rubbed my eyes. I was like, let me read this real quick. And literally see Luka trade. How, on if you're a Mavs fan, on a scale from 1 to 10, how mad are you at Nico, the GM for Dallas?
10 squared.
Yes, exactly. I don't. So, I mean, we're both in agreement. Lakers won that trade easy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
you know, like, I traded my used Chevy Silverado for a GMC Denali for equal trade. And so I'm driving a Denali in the dealership. Gets my
no. The Lakers definitely won that trade because AD already going down. I mean, it's like
yeah, well, he's out 3 weeks now.
I mean, it's like what did you expect?
Exactly. Like I know. And then they said that I don't know. They said something where like, oh, they don't think he's going to be like he's not their franchise guy anymore. Something stupid like that. Trying to play it off as like
all because they had to take away. What's in my hand during that championship celebration.
Exactly. Listen, yes, he's the ninth heaviest player in the league as a point guard, but the dude gets a triple-double.
What is he, like 270 reportedly? Yeah, 270. Okay, I'm like 230, okay? I'm not that far off. We can move if we actually put our work into it, all right? It's not hard. Exactly. We can move. Like, come on, man.
Like, I don't care if he's, you know... How do you trade a generational talent away? The dude averages literally like almost 30, 10, 10.
You know what? Honestly, Luka, and this is coming from me, I'm giving you the permission to use the N-word like one time when you play Dallas. Like, because I know you that mad, and you can use that word to describe your hate towards, what's his name, Nico Harrison. Like, yes. Go ahead and drop it, man. I don't care. You good. I'd be that mad, too, especially if I drop 15 mil on a house.
This is the title that reels is Liko gets the N-word pass. Luka gets the N-word pass.
Oh, yeah. He gets it from me.
Oh, yeah, man. But that's... Come on, dude. Like, that stirred up... Now, you talk about trade in NFL, and you see the Luka trade, you're like, oh, anything could happen. You know? That's just...
NBA did that on purpose, though. They needed to drop attention. See, they needed to do exactly what's happening right now. Drive conversation, drive attention. Because they see the NFL is raking in all that dough.
Yeah.
and look at what the NBA is doing now. Playing games out in Paris, like how the NFL is doing in London. Yeah,
Wemby did.
They see what's up. They trying to expand. Which, on that note, not to get so completely diverted off of basketball, looks like the Timberwolves or A-Rod and his group is about to own the Timberwolves.
Oh.
Mix that with an old ass arena, and then the talk up here is whether or not they're going to get something built, and it's going to be kind of hard when you consider all the other stadiums that the city's already built for the Vikings, Twins, and all that shit. So it's like I don't see them relocating.
The NBA wants expansion. Just like where?
You know? Oh, Seattle and Vegas, and then you reshuffle.
Oh, okay.
So and that's what you have to do. You bring in Seattle and Vegas, and then put Minnesota and Memphis in the East.
I like it. I like it. That makes sense. But yeah, making our way back to Super Bowl. I mean, you almost feel bad for the Chiefs. I know a lot of people don't, right? Go ahead.
What the fuck? You did not just say you feel bad for the Chiefs.
Yeah, man, it's a good... So, let me ask you this. So, the whole talk, the whole time on social media was the debate, the GOAT debate, right? What's going to happen to the debate if the outcome is Super Bowl, right?
Nothing. You want to know when that debate, when you can have that debate when he gets number 8?
Exactly.
Okay, so I don't even know why we're even talking about that, but go on.
Yeah, I was like, you haven't even caught Montana yet. You know?
Bradshaw.
Exactly, Terry. TB. Mahomes is now 3-2.
The original TB.
What quarterbacks has he beat in the Super Bowl?
Purdy. Garoppolo, Purdy, and Hurts.
Yeah. Like,
lost to Brady. And Hurts.
And Hurts, yeah. And it's like, dude. Right. I'm not gonna name the quarterbacks Brady beat, right?
I can try. That's
a list. Go ahead.
I can try. Kurt Warner, yeah. Jake DeLong, yeah. Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Matt.
Yeah.
Jarrett.
Yep.
And Pat.
Yep.
Alright.
Half of that list is almost Hall of Famers.
Half, yeah.
You know? But
thank God for Eli. He's not a Hall of Famer.
I know, out of all
but
of
thank, but thank Eli, God for Eli.
That's the thing that hurts me the most. It's Eli and not Peyton. That's what hurts me.
I didn't even look at it from that perspective. That's even funnier.
Like, it's the lesser brother of the Hall of Famer. That's like, oh, like, who'd you get sacked by, TJ or Derek? Oh, TJ or JJ. Oh, I got sacked by Derek. Why? The fullback? That's
I forget there was a third one.
Yeah.
Because the other two are Hall of Famers.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You see? That's why. But, yeah. Anyway, speaking of franchises and quarterbacks, in all American sports, what's one team that you believe that will never win a championship? Now, this is, of course, speaking hypothetically, right? Anything could happen.
But I'm going to put up a list of at least 5 teams, I think. I wish I could have... I need a... upgrade the knowledge on the hockey again so I can kind of stay up to date on which teams are complete ass and will never ever win. But we're going to focus on the NBA. We're going to focus on the big three.
Okay.
In America for this one. Starting with the NFL because it's easier. We're just going to head and throw it up on top of the list already. Number one will be Cleveland. They're never going
to win.
They're never gonna win. They don't even try. Yeah, I was right. They don't even try.
They don't. Was the last time they
trip over themselves?
You know,
Baker. Then they pissed him off.
Yeah, that's true. I think they win a playoffs with Baker.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Won a game.
Yeah,
it's the first playoff win in forever
since black and white TV.
Still haven't hosted a game, but
mine is the Falcons. Atlanta. They're the longest team without any championship. They were established in 1966. And haven't won anything. And then whenever you think of the Falcons, what do you think of when it comes to a championship? 28-3, which is coming next month. So make sure we all take a shot for it in Matt Ryan's honor. MVP season.
All right, so that's 2. We're gonna go up to 5.
Okay.
Next guess will be Jacksonville.
That's a good one.
Like they'll never even sniff it.
Not even. Another late addition team. Not as late as the Texans, right? But I'm talking about like later on, and
they'll get there. Texans will get there.
You know when's the last time they were in a championship game?
Who? Jacksonville?
Yeah.
when they incorrectly call Miles Jack down.
I know, but do you remember who the QB was?
Bortles.
Bortles.
Yeah.
That was the last guy to put the Jaguars on something
King,
with Jalen
do you
Ramsey.
know who the quarterback was for their first trip to the championship?
He's like Italian last name, right? Or no? Like
No.
Italian guy? Okay, then
No.
no. I don't know.
No, I'm wondering. I should have been Brunel, but I think it
There
was,
you go.
yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of him. That's not Italian.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
an
not
idiot.
Italian. I was like, now you have me wondering. All right.
Oh, I'm thinking of the tackle. This guy's named Tony. He's in the Hall of Fame.
You're
Anyway,
talking about the
who won
defensive
out?
tackle, Tony Siragusa.
Is that his name? Anyway, who's your? That was three. Who's your fourth?
Miami. They'll never get another one.
This guy left tackle Tony Boselli. He's
Yeah, I
a
wasn't
he's
even
a
thinking of that.
yeah he's a Hall of Fame tackle.
Yeah, when you said, okay. So I'm thinking, like, I only know one Italian tackle that I don't even know if he's in the Hall of Fame or not. And I already called him out.
Who's your fourth?
I said Miami.
They had something going, not this year, but what, a year or two
I
ago?
don't think that, like, it's just not, it doesn't seem like it's the priority. Like, Miami is just all real estate.
Oh, yep, yeah, exactly.
Real estate
Miami's
and
just,
cocaine.
it's just fun. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's just fun. Five, Panthers.
No, they've been there. They can get there with the right talent. I'm surprised you didn't say a team up north.
Up north, the Jets.
Yes.
Jets suck, sucks. I'm just kidding. Yeah, you bring in a Hall of Famer like Aaron Rodgers and still can't do anything. Maybe he was a
Wasn't
part of
gonna
it.
do shit anyway.
Exactly. They haven't been to a championship AFC championship game since Mark Sanchez those 2 years, and then now he's only known for the butt fumble. Tried Sam Darnold, didn't work out. Tried Geno Smith, didn't work out. The list goes on. Yeah. When was the last time they had a good player? They had that one time Keyshawn Johnson played, right? For there for a little bit.
Revis Island.
Oh, how can I forget? Of course, Darrelle Revis.
The Burka
Super Bowl
Show.
winning quarterback with the Patriots.
Man,
Yeah.
they had. I mean, they can get some pieces. They just overall. I mean, when you have your teenage sons running the organization, like you can't expect the results that you think you want. Because that's the thing. They don't really want it.
Exactly.
And it
Moving on to the
just,
NBA.
yeah.
Go ahead, sorry.
Well, no. Just it just makes you wonder how you don't need to use the ego of we're in New York and we need to win all the time to kind of push you through to even buy a championship. I mean, they try. They just suck with the decisions that they make.
Agreed. All right, moving on to the NBA.
Right off the bat, Charlotte. Any franchise, that's in Charlotte.
Hornets. Yep.
Jesus Christ, man. Like that. It kind of makes you wonder what's the point in having a lot of these in so many teams in the NBA when there's just like a handful that are actively not even trying to be competitive. And then if you live in those cities, why do you waste your time being a fan of them?
Yeah. Just go, just go more north.
Yeah,
There's some good teams up there.
so there's
now.
Charlotte, the first
Are
one.
we saying that these teams that haven't and never will, or like they won't in a long time?
It could be both, yeah. Either they haven't
Okay.
and never will, or they, because there's some that, that did something back in the day, but you look at him now. I'm looking at you, Washington. They ain't doing shit for a good long time. And that's as the Wizards, of course, they were the Bullets when they won. And
am I crazy to say the Bulls?
No, you're not. Well, no, you kind of are, because
97.
It has to do with their owner. Now, that's going to kind of segue into next week's topic when we talk about basically, you know, in a nutshell, nepotism. But I don't
think so. Yeah.
Their owner, who also owns the White Sox, so you know, kind of, you know, is the and you wonder why they both suck. And to all Chicago people, you better hope that, I think it's Jerry Reinsdorf, I think that's his name, you better hope his kids don't take over, because what hope do you have they're going to be any better than he was? And he caught lightning in a bottle with MJ and putting that team together, and of course they won all the time. But then again, lightning in a bottle, got lucky one time with the White Sox, and of course they had to draw the Astros, who just laid down and got swept in the series. But yeah, the Bulls, no, put them on the list. They ain't doing shit as long as he's alive.
Agreed. That was what, 2 or 3? Because the Wizards.
Yeah, that's true.
Hornets, Wizards, Bulls. Who else? I mean, the Hawks. They have talent, but they just traded one of their pieces, though.
Yeah, and the only reason why I'll keep them off is because if they get lucky, they can make a run. Because they did make a run about a decade or so ago, where they were pretty consistent in making it to the conference finals. So it's like, they can knock on the door. I don't know if they'll get there, but I'm not going to say never. So, let's see. So we got the Hornets, Wizards, Bulls.
Hawks.
I'll keep them off.
Okay.
I'll keep them off. The Nets. I'll put them on, because they're kind of like, they're the NBA's version of the Jets, because they'll make stupid trades or make stupid signings trying to think that they're going all in, and they'll blow up in their face. Because you remember when they traded like all their assets for Paul Pierce and Garnett when they were like both over 40?
Yeah.
Kind of like what the Jets is doing with Aaron Rodgers. So, and then they're just kind of like the team in New York that's just there. It's like, hey, we couldn't get Knicks tickets, but oh, that's going to lead to our last one, is the Clippers, because it just made me think of double team. So that pretty much rounds out the list. And there's no need in really going into the, you know, why the Clippers are there, because, you know, to finish the thought about the Nets, it's like, you know, we couldn't get tickets to the Knicks, so you know, here you go. We got these on discount. Actually, we found these at a corner store. They were just giving them away.
And the same thing goes. We can't have tickets for the Lakers.
Yeah, exactly. The same thing goes. Because, I mean, damn, like, you see it when you watch Laker games. It's all the celebrities, important people there. They ain't got time for the poor folks. That's what the Clippers are for.
Exactly. Affordable. More affordable.
Probably not anymore since they moved into the new arena. They trying to get up there, but they ain't never gonna win. Come on.
No.
They ain't never gonna do it. So let's see. That's the Hornets, Wizards, Bulls, Nets, Clippers. I feel like this. Yeah.
I just saw the list. Yeah.
Honorable mention, New Orleans.
Yeah, I haven't. Their biggest thing to happen since I've been alive is the signing or the drafting of Zion. That's it.
Yeah, how's that worked out for him? Which I meant to go on a rant about him a while ago, because
you talk about Luka getting big. That boy.
Hey, at least Luka was moving.
Exactly. That boy was at 300 or around there for some time.
Man, I just couldn't. I mean, we always want to put ourselves in the shoes of people who's making millions of dollars, but in this situation, I just couldn't imagine shitting away an opportunity like that. When I'm getting guaranteed money like that, I'm hiring a fucking chef. And I'm making sure that there's just too much money. And that's all you need to have the best body that you can have is money. And if you invest in yourself, that's going to bring more money and more value. But
exactly.
I just couldn't. Don't it anger you to see just potential just get shittered away like that?
Oh, it does. Hell yeah. There's nothing more wasteful or disheartening than seeing something that's so good and just crumble. You know? But let's move on to one of the big three that will be starting next month. Baseball. MLB. I'm going to throw this first one out. A lot of great players. Not a lot, but a good amount of great players over the years. But the Brewers. Excuse me. I just sneezed. But yeah, I put the Brewers. They had, Robin Yount. Played there a while. Very good. Broly Fingers played there a little bit. Not a lot. Never won a World Series. And I don't see them getting there soon. The only person that comes up to mind, and I'm already going blank, is the boy that plays outfield. Christian Yelich. They had two good aces on their team a few years ago, but one of them's gone. And I don't got much to say about it. I mean, the team speaks for itself, right?
Mm-hmm. Collect the
check. Want me to alley-oop you to number two, or you want me to try to throw out a team for number two?
I was just trying to see if I can piggyback off of that thought with the Brewers. I mean, they're kind of just there, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I still kind of hate them from changing the name of their park. How are you, how do you move away from Miller Park when you're the Brewers? It doesn't make any sense.
Really great logo. I will give them that. I like it.
But no rings.
No rings. No rings to put on that glove.
So, all right. Let's see. I'm going to throw him on the list just to fuck with him. I really wish I could have said one team, but they already won. I don't know who I'm talking about.
I think so.
Yeah. Can't say them. They'll never win again, or at least it'll be another 40 to 50 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it still hurts that we had a chance to stop them.
Yeah, he's talking about the Rangers, by the way.
It still hurts that we had a chance to stop them.
Yeah, went to game seven. We just can't win a game at home.
No, we can't win a game seven. That too, we can't win at home in the playoffs. But we definitely can't win a game seven.
Mm-hmm. Never. Astros can never let it go to game seven.
Nope. Who was I thinking of? Oh, the Rockies. They'll never win one.
Colorado. I had never
nice had ballpark ever. Though. Nice ballpark to hit a lot of home runs in.
Yeah, but I know you love playing your player on the show in that ballpark for some reason. I don't know why. You just like
some Colorado. Reason. Some reason. In the virtual world, they were the only one offering me a contract. Man, I just took it and they paid me a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. There was an incentive for that. Awarded weed. That's what it was, huh? Awarded.
Well, I mean, I don't create physics, okay? I can't help the fact that if you hit a fly ball out there, it's going to go 500 feet. So it's like, you blame.
Yeah, who's that? Who was their first baseman? But he got traded to the Angels last season. Big dude, first baseman. He had like a 500-foot home run recently.
Shit, I can't think. I'm not following Angels baseball.
Once baseball starts, we'll be able to say all these names with easy. We've been watching NFL, trying to watch some basketball. Rockies going on too.
But yeah, the Rockies. So Brewers and Rockies.
I'm gonna throw in the Mets.
Why?
Because they keep metting.
I mean, every year. I mean,
I'm sorry to your father, but
I'm not even defending him for that. I'm just saying, like, I can't disrespect the Mets like that. I mean, they have a couple already, you know, and they at least get there. You know, they can at least get there. And I do see them getting over the hump at some point. I might have to protest that. Nah. Because, yeah, of course, I'm not denying it. They do met. They will met. But yep. They
met it pretty late this year, though. Okay on that.
But they'll find fool's gold and end up winning one every now and then. And they do it, what, every 25, 30 years. So they're actually due. So I actually see them bringing one home to Queens at some point. Mm-hmm. So I will veto that and remove the Mets off the list. But I'll replace you with one.
Okay, talk to me.
The Angels.
Okay, yeah, it's a really good replacement. I would not counter. There's no argument. One thing I could counter with is the A's, but, I mean, they're the same boat, really.
Dude, why do I think that the A's might actually do something this year, man?
Because you've been drinking.
Nah, man, I'm on to something. We're going to come back to this one day. They sneak into that wild card because the Astros fuck around and don't beat them enough.
See, the A's could outwin the Angels, but they
cannot win the Rangers. They cannot win the Mariners.
Really? I don't think they can outwin Seattle.
Yes, they can, because Seattle, they'll trip over themselves like they usually do.
For sure. You're not wrong, but...
And then they want to talk shit like they're all world, but their only playoff appearance is getting swept.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, you remember that 18-inning game?
They got swept in four games, but the equivalent of four games.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put that sentence together, but y'all can figure it out.
They got swept in four games in a three-game series.
Officially counted as three.
Oh, man. Wasn't the score like 1-0?
Watched every inning of it. Yes, it was.
Jeremy Peña solo home run.
Yes, it was. Barely got over the wall. Wall scrapers count.
So then what can I put in the A's at four then?
When you three-peat in your franchise, you can't do that.
Okay.
You can't do that.
All right. Fair enough.
The A's have a pretty good history. So,
well, because like okay, these are teams that haven't won, right? We said the Brewers, we said the Rockies, mm-hmm. The Mariners haven't won anything.
I want to put them on a list. One, to fuck with them. Two, because they kind of belong there. Fuck it, put them on there because you wasted Ichiro's career.
Put him at number four.
Yeah, put him on.
Wasting career like Mike Trout's, but I mean he gets hurt, so I don't know. Yeah. If that's even fair to say.
Well, so you wanted to say the Padres as the last thing?
Yeah.
Nah.
I mean they're good now.
Why do I want to keep them off the list?
I mean, they have a good team.
But see, okay. How about this? How about I counter you this?
Because they have a 1-1. What's up?
Can I replace the Padres with the Pirates?
I don't know about right now, though.
Why?
Just because they had so much good young talent right now.
The Pirates?
The Pirates. Pittsburgh Pirates.
They do. Do they know what to do with that talent?
If you would have said this like maybe 2 years ago, then yeah, for sure, like 2-3 years ago. But just right now, it's just like the Rays haven't won one, but they've been there,
and they'll win one. The Rays will get one, especially I predict after they move into that ballpark.
Yeah, All right. Okay. So we need to lock in for number five.
Padres or Pirates? Who else? We can't say the Royals because they'll suck for like 10, 20 years and then they'll win one. And then they'll suck for another 10, 20 years and then they'll win another one.
Reds are catching fire.
And the Reds, they were the big red machine. When you have a nickname to describe your championships, you can't put them on this list.
Exactly.
I want to put the Indians. I mean, what they call it? The Guardians. Gosh, man.
The Twins?
They have two. The most recent in the 90s. 91.
Yeah, you're
right. Man, it may be a long time before they win another one. It's already been over 30 years. It'd probably be 30 more.
You see, I don't want to say the Pirates because I just want to wait till what happens this year.
Let's see.
But the Padres are a better team than the Pirates right now. I will say that.
Padres are already there. They just can't get there.
It's like the Padres are like a better Mets. Right? They're a better Mets team.
Yeah, because they actually beat the Dodgers in the playoffs. So I'll give you that. Yeah.
Exactly.
The Mets haven't done that yet. I don't know, man. It's got to be either or.
I mean, with the Cubs, I know the Cubs won recently. And they're building right now. White Sox? We just hit the White Sox.
What the fuck? How do we even get the White Sox? the White Sox fans are probably just sitting in the corner like, please don't think of us.
Don't be us. they should probably be top three.
Yeah, man. Fucking Pirate fans are like, thank God. It's like, we got Skeens, man. We got an ace.
Exactly, yeah.
Shit. Okay. Yeah. That's how bad the White Sox suck. We already forgot about them.
For a list,
ranking the teams that suck.
I thought
they that's were a new level AAA of suck. Team. No, seriously. That's a new level of sucking. When you're making a list to describe teams that'll never win, you suck so bad that you're forgotten about for that one.
Yeah. The White Sox, we had the team standing right in front of us, and the White Sox were just like hiding in the back.
Like, oh God. We're literally debating a team that was knocking on the door to the World Series and another team where you kind of hope they might actually do some shit with the talent that they got.
Yeah. And all the teams are mediocre, can't make it, but the White Sox. Yeah, there you go. We found it.
A real life major league. That's funny.
Oh. Dude, I gotta be for.
Dude, we was on that shit for a minute.
It took us so long to find the shittiest team right now.
Because if it wasn't for fucking 2005, their last title would have been in like what? In 1919.
Yeah.
Fucking Astros.
Yeah. 2005, but then 1918.
Fucking years. Astros, man. Fucking Astros.
But yeah, there we go. We got our top five. It was so long to find number five that I almost forget our list.
It's the
Brewers, Rockies.
Rockies.
Angels.
Mariners.
And then White Sox.
Yeah. And those are the teams that will never even sniff a fucking title because they're either inept, they have bad luck, management is ass and makes poor decisions, or we just don't fucking like you and we just want to put you on the list. Looking at you, Seattle. Why do we bully them when they haven't won? And by we, I'm talking about Astro fans. Why do we bully them?
What is there to give them praise about?
Nothing. I'm just
exactly.
Right.
You know, swept them. Famous. Yordan's probably most famous homer happened in that series. Didn't weren't they in the drought for the longest time too? Playoff drought.
Wasted Felix Hernandez's career. Yeah. Threw a perfect game for you guys. Couldn't do nothing.
Exactly. Yeah, man, that's it. So there you go. We did more NFL, NBA, and MLB. It took a little long, MLB. So we just went blank.
Sorry to our hockey brethren.
Yeah, listen.
Maybe in the next episode we'll do that with. I wish we can do NCAA, but that'll be kind of fucking hard. I mean, we can do SEC, but then again, that would be fucking hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just asking who's the worst of the best. That's really what the SEC
Vanderbilt
bad list is. Okay, well, that was easy. All right. one through five, Vanderbilt. Oh, no, 1 through 4, Vanderbilt. 5, who's
South Carolina.
That's fair. That's really fair. But yeah, that's it. Do you got any off topic stuff you got on your mind? If not, I mean, we could send it here. Let's have anything for me.
Let's see. Do I have anything to rant about? I could, but no, not that. Halftime. Yeah, I think. You think the NFL, and I hate to say this though, you think the NFL is going to, in the next few years, maybe it's the next Super Bowl, you think they're going to move away from like rap and hip hop and like do something to appease certain demographic?
I think their target audience changes almost every year. I was that one year they had Shakira and J-Lo. That was pretty cool.
I mean, moving away from all that too. Like, I'm talking about getting like a country artist.
Probably. I could see him. I could see him getting it, but there's no. I don't listen to a lot of country, right? I can't say, yeah, this guy is the superstar right now of this, but I'm not saying it's out of the picture. I don't think it's coming up. I think they're more focused on hip hop right now.
And it's just because the NFL is trying to pander.
They are, yeah, they are.
Nah, don't get me wrong. I appreciate, I appreciate that something that we relate to is being center stage, but you remember what happened when Janet Jackson had that mishap, and when Justin Timberlake did a Super Bowl, and who was the halftime acts after that? Fucking Paul McCartney, Rolling Stones, these old ass people that they came in, and the NFL said, "All right, we can't let the kids do it no more."
I wouldn't mind if they bring the Red Hot Chili Peppers back.
That would be a cool ass show. And what's funny? The Super Bowl is going to be in Santa Clara next year.
Is it? Wow. I didn't even know that.
So, how old is Californication? I don't know. How old is that album?
No clue.
I'm looking it up right now.
Now we just got copyrighted. It's all over.
Uh-uh.
I'm just kidding.
Nah, they wouldn't be like that.
Of course not. They don't care. They want pennies from this thing or what?
Damn, the album released in 99. I was about to say, if it released in like 96, that would have been like, oh, we predicted it. We called it right here. 30-year anniversary. They're going to do the Super Bowl.
That makes sense.
Yeah, they'll do it. But no, and you see how instantly we related to that, a rock band with a bunch of hits. Yes. That has a wide range in audience.
Yep. Sign me. And if I'll be your producer for the halftime show.
Nah, they don't pay the NFL don't pay the artists for the halftime shows.
I'll just produce the halftime show. That's it.
You better rely on them advertisements. But that's pretty much all I got to say about that is that, there's people that's going to be pissed off or just not understanding of who Kendrick Lamar is. And I mean, shit, I've been listening to him since Section 80 and Good Kid, Mad City.
It's been a while for me.
It's been a while. And there's always things to think about when you, he's a lyricist. He's not a rapper. Like, he makes you think.
That's why.
And there's a lot of shit that went over everyone's head during that show. Yeah. Like, it's funny having, I mean, when you knew he was sending a message, having Samuel Jackson as Uncle Sam.
Yeah, instantly, once I saw him, I was like, oh my gosh, all right, this is more of a story.
It was even funnier, too. When Snoop Dogg and Dre did it when it was in LA, they told him that he couldn't crip walk on the stage, and he did it anyway. Yeah. And then when I saw Serena crip walking, my first thought was because like right the first time they panned the camera to her, my first thought was, damn, they're really saying fuck the NFL for not crip walking. That's like twice. First,
yeah. Yeah, that was first. But I mean, when I saw her, I was like, oh, this is a message to Drake for sure.
Yeah.
This is.
Yeah. So, what do you think he's doing right now? Probably. Is he in a fetal position? Or is he in a fetal position and with his lawyers right now?
Either that or he needs to be in the studio, but I don't think he is. Mm-hmm. How do you come back at something like that? You know, with that type of performance, but most people won't understand.
Most people won't, and that was to my point is that I think to kind of help, because you know I'm about keeping the peace and everything, playing even. All right, let's get a rock band in here. Yeah, let's not just lean one side.
Agreed. Yeah,
so that's all I got to that. You know, just I'm add a little cool parody to it.
Commercial. I don't watch too many commercials, but commercial was subpar.
The only commercial that I remember that was actually funny was that American Pie dude with his eyebrows. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
With full off his head. I've always thought they would have done that because of how bushy they are. But
yeah, comedy. So someone looks at somebody, you see comedy. But
I don't really care for the commercials that much.
Same. But I'm going to close it out here. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Check out our Instagram. Our social media managers posting some funny stuff.
Yeah, and I got confirmation from our manager that we have a follower of Mr. Aaron Wilson of KPRC Channel 2 in Houston. I saw was on our list. I wanted to give a personal shout out.
Wow. Look at that. You never know. If this goes somewhere, it's because of the social media.
Oh, for sure.
But thank you all. We'll see you again next week on the dot next week. I promise. No more technical difficulties. We'll see y'all soon. Thank you.